The next one, this is the final one for this unit, right? So the final unit's chapter is about translation, which naturally is the next step in protein synthesis. And I want to at least talk about this first slide, which is shows you ribosomes. Ribosomes are very important organelles. Now, they're not membrane-bounded organelles, but I call them organelles. Some people don't consider them even organelles, but very important components of a cell because they are the little machines that, with help from other things, of course, actually produce proteins. And proteins do just about all the important jobs in a cell. So you have to have ribosomes to do just about anything in a cell. They are so important that if the DNA that codes for the RNA and the proteins that make up ribosomes, if that DNA mutates and therefore changes the RNA, that can have that can be fatal very easily, right? Because if you mess with the machine that makes all your proteins, that means the entire cell would not work. So it would be very, very rare for a random mutation to actually improve things, and therefore mutations in the DNA that codes for ribosomal RNA or the proteins that are in ribosomes are just not tolerated. Those organisms die and do not have any descendants. And there, in other words, the DNA that codes for ribosomes is very highly conserved. And you have to go back way in the history of life to find differences. There are differences between the domains, but that's going way back when the three domains actually were close to each other. That's when we're getting back to where there was that original cell. So yes, bacterial ribosomes are a little bit different from archaeal ribosomes, which are a little bit different from eukaryotic ribosomes, but they're not all that different. And they've, within those domains, they've remained the same for quite a long time. Any given ribosome, regardless of its source, is made up of two subunits. A large subunit and a small subunit. But you'll never see them together by themselves like you do in textbooks and this slide. So these two ribosomes are together. That's a complete ribosome. But a complete ribosome is never like that without anything else being there. The two ribosomal subunits are modular, meaning that you can mix and match. Any small subunit will fit together with any large subunit. But they only come together when a messenger RNA comes along first and binds to one of the subunits. So this is a lie. It just shows you that it's two subunits. They clamp together, though, with a messenger RNA in between so that the complete ribosome can then read that messenger RNA in order to figure out how to build the protein. Now we can click.